This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. City councils in Brighton and Castle Rock have voted not to follow an order that requires face coverings in public. The Tri-County Health Department issued the rule last week for Adams, Arapahoe, and Douglas counties. Castle Rock Councilmember James Townsend says he wears a mask outdoors but opposes forcing others to do the same.
I'm just not in favor of requiring it to be done. I think that's unfortunately something that's going to be too much of a burden on our citizens and on our business owners.
Douglas County, home to Castle Rock, Lone Tree, and Highlands Ranch, plans to pull out of the Tri-County Health Department over the mask order. Both Democrat John Hickenlooper and Republican Cory Gardner have raised a lot of money heading into November. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Challenger Hickenlooper outraised Gardner $5.2 million to $3.6 million. The Hickenlooper campaign says it's a sign of his strong grassroots support. But incumbent Gardner has more cash in the bank, over $10.5 million compared to Hickenlooper's $4.5 million. The Gardner campaign says that's a, quote, massive advantage. The closely watched race is expected to be expensive, with the candidates and several outside groups pouring money into the race. The winner could help determine which party controls the Senate next year. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
There is a severe thunderstorm watch this evening for Pueblo, where it is now 88 degrees and windy. 76, mostly cloudy for Denver. This is CPR News.